So did you have any problems getting your basic necessities during the Depression?
But we had enough. We had food and clothes. And you stretched the clothes out as far as you could, you know.
Yeah.
And if you had older brothers and sisters, you know, the older brother went down the line, down the line, down the line.
Yeah.
And when I see in a couple of pictures, you know, of my past, school kids. Actually, we looked pretty raggedy. There was no style.
Yeah.
You wore what you could get hold of. That
So what did your mother do during the Depression?
Well, my mother, at first, didn't... she stayed at home. You know, housewives stayed at home.
Yeah.
And I'm a little ambiguous about that. It pays to have the mother in the house.
Yeah.
Latchkey kids didn't exist. But then when the war came along, she was a nurse. She became one of the first federal meat inspectors. You want to hear a story about that?
Sure.
And I was in the service.
Yeah.
And the destroyer I was on came into the Charlestown Navy Yard. So I was given a 24-hour pass, you know, to go home and spend the night with my parents. And by that time, my mother had become a meat inspector. Now, one thing that I wanted... Can't we have hot dogs? Everybody else has hot dogs. My father said, shut up the Chicago scandal, he called it. And my mother became a meat inspector. And at the time, she was working in a hot dog plant. So she said, would you like to see how hot dogs are made? And I said, oh, yes. And being a service uniform hero, you know, this kind of hogwash that went on in those days, I was with her. You know, I never touched a hot dog since. Simple as that.